allow yourself to get comfortable sitting in the discomfort so that you can decipher between the need to avoid, to move and rebel, and when you're actually being pulled towards something for a soul reason.
Welcome to the Isla Podcast. My name is Nisa. I'm an intuitive guide, mentor, energy reader, and creator of soul-based courses to lead you to your highest self. I'm here to help guide you back to that inner knowing, purpose, creativity, inner child, heart, and light. Are you ready?
Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Seeking Isla podcast. For those of you who are new joining with us, my name is Nisa Sedigat. I'm an intuitive, I'm a healer, and I'm a soul empowerment mentor. My work is all about getting you back to your most authentic, aligned self so you can have a truly expansive, aligned life. So if you are looking to up-level, to grow, to learn, to really nurture and strengthen your gifts, your intuition, and just lead a life that is so authentic to you and lights up your soul, you're in the right place. So this episode, I'm so excited to be bringing to you, babes. It's the June forecast. And before we dive into it, I just wanted to touch really quick on a couple of things. One, if you've noticed that the podcast has been kind of MIA for the last few weeks, thank you for your patience with that. There's been some issue with Apple Podcasts actually publishing podcasts. I guess there's so many people publishing podcasts right now. Their RSS feeds got overwhelmed, which is a bit frustrating, but it's also really cool to think about that so many people are really putting out what they want to say. It's just kind of amazing. Amazing moment to reflect on what technology can actually do and connect all of us. So hopefully this episode makes it onto Apple Podcasts. If not, you know, tuning in from Spotify or Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to, I'm really glad that you're here. So if you generally listen to Apple Podcasts, every episode is currently on Spotify and those other platforms. So if you missed anything over the last couple weeks because of that, just feel free to go back and check those out. So, my loves, I'm sitting here with you guys. It's Sunday, May 30th, and it's been the most beautiful week. And then we got some gray and rain and cold again. And it's so funny because I really feel like this kind of on and off weather where I've lived, which is like sunny and beautiful and 70 or 80 one day, and then the next day it's rainy and cloudy and gray and cold, is really mimicking kind of a parallel energy to some of the stuff that I want to talk to you guys about in today's forecast. So I'm sitting here joining you guys Sunday night, winding down. So if my voice is a little bit more tame, that's why. I'm sitting here with my little cacao coffee, not coffee, my mushroom cacao hot chocolate to wind down. And I'm so excited to share with you guys the messages that have been coming into my channel for this month ahead. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you know that these episodes can vary. Sometimes it's me actually channeling live with you guys. Sometimes it's me just chatting with you guys about the energy that's come in. Sometimes it's more structured. So every month is kind of different, which is beautiful because every month has different energy. So this month is going to be more of a conversation. We're also going to be consulting the tarot, which I'm really excited because I feel like my decks had a little bit of a break. We've been working a lot with Oracle lately in my community on Facebook and in client sessions. So I was excited to bring her back out. That reminds me, so a couple quick housekeeping items, my loves. The first one being that I have, depending on what day you're listening to this, so this is Sunday, May 30th, this episode will go out tomorrow, or I'm sorry, it'll go out June 1st. The following day, June 2nd, Wednesday, I am hosting a free workshop called Rise. I am so excited to share this workshop with you, babes. Truly, it's something that has been percolating and growing and just creating in its own right over the past, honestly, 2 months. And it's kicking off the next, our next truly powerful potent group program. So, which is called Rise. So this workshop is also called Rise. It's a free workshop. It's on Wednesday, June 2nd at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's going to be held on Zoom, and there's going to be a replay sent out. So I know that a lot of us are in different time zones and all over the world, so don't worry if you can't make it live. Just make sure to still sign up so you can get that replay. So this workshop is really for the woman who's ready to rise to her next level. This is for the woman who's ready to step into her most pure, powerful, and authentic self and rise to that highest version of herself. So if this sounds like you and you're ready to up-level your life in all areas, this workshop is for you. There's a link in the show notes if it's calling to you. I'd love to see you there. And I'm going to be sharing more about it in our Facebook group this week. So if you're not yet a part of that, definitely come and join. It's an amazing community. The women in there are just phenomenal. They're so supportive. Everyone's on their own unique journey and similar journeys. And it's just beautiful, the women who are in there. We also do free card pulls every week and intuitive messages for you, babe. So if you've ever wanted to work with me, this is a way that you can connect with me in real life and, you know, get a little free reading. There's lots of free workshops like the one I just talked to you about in there and so much other good stuff. So if you're looking for that community to support you, especially through kind of the energetically turbulent times that we just moved into last week, come and join us. I would love, 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 love to have you there. So without further ado, my loves, let's dive into today's episode. The June forecast is entitled The Spiral Home. The Spiral Home. So this is a month that I have been feeling into energetically for probably almost the last 2 months. And like I was saying earlier, the way that the energy comes in can be different sometimes. It's in clairaudient ways, clairvoyant ways, clairsentient ways. This month felt a lot more sentient. It's a lot more feelings, a lot more emotions. It's a lot more in our body, spatial. And that's an important piece to just kind of hold on to as we move into some of the themes that came up. So just been kind of getting different pieces of what's coming in this month. Through that feeling and that knowing and just understanding. So June, the spiral home, the spiral home. So this is a month that is really like the utmost top theme of this month is about coming home to yourself. It's about autonomy. It's about just really reconnecting with who you truly are and the parts of you that you have forgotten or pushed away or not prioritized because of other people or fear or, you know, not having good boundaries, whatever it is. So this is a month that's really going to, in different energies, in different ways, bring you home to yourself. And the way that that energy really felt to me was a spiral because due to some of the other kind of planetary astrological energy that we're moving through, we have two retrogrades that started this last week. So the previous Sunday, we had Saturn go retrograde, Saturn the teacher, Saturn, and then yesterday, from when I'm recording this, Saturday, May 29th, we had Mercury go retrograde. And we also went through the powerful first portal of the lunar eclipse on Wednesday. That was a full moon eclipse. That's what lunar eclipse means. And it was a blood moon, a flower moon, a super moon. So there was just a lot of energy stacked on that. If you guys, also as a side note, if you're interested in really more of the nuances of this energy and what it breaks down to every week, I put a link in the show notes as well for our weekly guidance email. This is an email that goes out at the start of every week. It's what's going on energetically, what to pay attention to, what to dive into more, how to just really navigate that. And there's always stuff in there to support you, journal prompts, meditations. These are all free. It's a really beautiful ritual to start off your week too. So if you're interested in that, sign up for that in the show notes. It's wonderful, wonderful email. I have so much fun writing these guys for you. The reason I was saying that is because this is something that I broke down more in last week's email. So that's why it's nice to be on these newsletter lists, because you just get that kind of weekly breakdown of everything. So last week was a big one. Last week was, I really described it to the Facebook community as being a turbulent energy if you weren't prepared for it. It was a week of turbulent energy. So with this portal of the eclipse, just to kind of recap, if you haven't read that guidance email or heard anything that I was chatting about in the Facebook group last week, I want to just remind you, because I know it can be a little bit unnerving when we go on Instagram and see all these posts from astrologers or people in this world talking about, oh, this is retrograde and that's retrograde and eclipses and this and that, everything's going to be bad, just like sit tight and don't leave your house for a few months. That's not true. I really want to, and I say that respectfully, also under the lens of this is, you know, what I believe in a pure, potent form, and I just want to invite you to look at this perspective, because I think it will be much more supportive and less fear-inducing for you. But when we have these types of big astrological events tied to the moon and planets going retrograde, I really see them as, and I would love to invite you, babes, to see them as an invitation to look closer at whatever those themes are. So when we move into retrogrades, you know, think about redo, reevaluate, revisit, rediscover. I think retrogrades are a beautiful opportunity for us to slow down. It's really like, hey, slow down. Take a few steps, a few breaths. Go back, check your work, see how things are. Tune in with yourself. Are things working the way that you want them to? If not, how can you rework them? Can you take this time to reevaluate these themes, these areas of your life? Yeah. So just in regards to retrograde, even, you know, Mercury and Saturn, I personally was very excited for this, because I'm like, all right, things may, I feel like, just went by so fast. And having these retrogrades is just an invitation for us to pay more attention, to be more present. And it's, I really feel like, one of the only like encouragements that we get in a positive way, in a constructive way, to revisit the past in a way that is supportive for our future, not just dwelling or kind of sticking in the past in a negative way of revisiting things. It's really like, hey, let's double check things. If you're tired all the time, let's reevaluate. Let's pause. Let's reevaluate your schedule. How can you incorporate more rest? And this is something I'm going to talk to you babes about as well. How can you, you know, do you not like where you're going? Well, let's look back. What do you actually want to do? Okay, so let's reevaluate your schedule. Let's reevaluate your plans, your future. Because if you're not going in the direction of where you want to go, we need to reevaluate things. We need to revisit them. We need to rework them. So I really want you guys to see, and I'm talking about this energy last week because these retrogrades will be ongoing for, you know, many weeks. And they're moving into the energy of June as well. I really want you guys to see these as an opportunity to, like I said, slow down, be present, really get clear on things, double check things, reevaluate, rework. I think it's such a beautiful opportunity. It's like a mid-year checkpoint. Like, okay, whew, we really zoomed through 2021 very quickly already. Like, let's take a pause. How are we feeling? What can we revisit? What can we reevaluate? What can we rework? I know I'm being repetitive here, but I want you guys to really feel into that. See this as like that perfect pregnant pause that you really need to like take a breath, you know? Because if we're just charging forward all the time, sometimes it's like, wait, how did I end up here? This is not where I wanted to go. So when we have these opportunities, and I say it as opportunity because that's really what it is, to slow down and to check in, tune in, this is an opportunity to make sure we're really on the right track, yeah? So that being said, eclipses. So we had our first eclipse on, it was last Wednesday, last week of May, the 26th. And this eclipse, so we have two eclipses we need to look at, but I want to start by saying that eclipses are really here to serve you. And it can feel a little scary when we talk about what eclipses do, because they're literally here to eclipse things out of your life that are no longer serving you. Eclipses, and this is another reason I describe them as portals, is because they really collapse time. During eclipse season, I'm sure you babes can look back to previous years. If you look up when we've had eclipses, crazy stuff happens during them because time collapses. I mean, time is an illusion anyways. But during these periods of eclipses, they really collapse. So things that would generally take place over several months or several years happen in a matter of weeks. People decide to move, quit jobs, start new jobs, break up, get married, get pregnant. I mean, so many big, think about the big life themes. Start a business. These happen during eclipses because it's just this like pressure cooker almost. We just collapse a timeline and fast forward things. So I want you to remember that when things may be eclipsing out of your life and it may feel bittersweet because oftentimes it's relationships, yeah? I want you to remember that these eclipses are really here to serve you in the best way. They're really here to align you and to realign you, especially when we're, you know, in the midst of retrogrades. So it's like, okay, let's revisit those past things, and maybe it's that revisitation that helps you, empowers you to understand that this is something that you need to let go of, this person, this place, this job, this situation. And so you can be the one to decide to let go of that before the universe kind of forcefully removes it from you. So I was in our Facebook group last week chatting with the babes about this, and I had this vision come in of standing at the edge of a cliff, and I want to share this with you guys as well. So imagine that you're standing at the edge of a cliff and you're carrying all this heavy stuff, like all the heavy burdens of things that, like, you know, that closet full of clothing you need to get rid of, the relationships that just like feel like your energy goes down when you're around those people, the job that's soul sucking, you know, all these things, health, money, fears, whatever. So I want you to think about the weight of that, and eclipse season's here to help you drop those loads, yeah, to release them. And I want you to picture that you're standing at the edge of this cliff and you're looking out over the horizon. And everything on the horizon is just like just within reach, just it feels a little bit out of reach. And it's all the things you're just dreaming of. All the things that are just so in alignment with you, it just lights you up, whether that's travel or a different job or a new relationship or moving, whatever. And so I want you to think about, is it going to be easier? Let's say you have to jump and fly there. Take a little parachute and fly there. Is it going to be easy to go there when you're weighed down by all the stuff that's not in alignment, that's not serving you, that's bringing you down? No, it's not. So you have this opportunity as we stand within this portal of these eclipses, the lunar eclipse we had last week and the solar eclipse that we have coming up in a couple weeks. You have the opportunity to empower yourself first before the universe takes charge, to drop those loads and make a leap. And when I say leap, I want you to think of that as trust and surrender. It's trusting the universe to catch you, that you will fall. You will end up falling and landing on your feet where all those things are that you dream of, that you see in the horizon, that are just in utmost, highest alignment with your soul and just light you up. So we're at this precipice right now. We entered into it last week where you're standing at the edge of this cliff and you can let go of those heavy things and make that leap easier. Or you can hold on to them out of fear and the universe will push you off anyways. And think about when you, if you're, just let that layer go, let all those heavy things go and you jump. You're going to float down and float a lot further. You're going to fly a lot further, closer to those things that you want than if you try to jump and you're weighed down by all that stuff, just physics wise, yeah? So that's why I really want to empower you guys to be proactive and just really take an honest look, especially in these retrograde seasons as you're reevaluating and revisiting things, relationships, jobs, places, people, if it's serving you. And if it's not, then let it go. And it's okay. And make that leap and trust that if it's meant to be, it'll come back to you. And if it's not, you're making space for something that is in alignment to come back. So just picture for a moment you're at the edge of that cliff. Do you want to wait for the universe to push you off and then you're still carrying, holding on to all those things that are heavy out of fear? And then it takes you longer to get to that beautiful aligned horizon that you see? Or do you want to trust? Drop that stuff now and make a leap and go so much further and closer to those things that are in alignment for you. Yeah, so that's a big energy. That's a big, big undercurrent of this month as well. So speaking of that, another big theme that came up this month is just really sitting with that discomfort. There is a lot of energy that I'm feeling collectively of this desire to just run. And a lot of it is created by these energies I just described to you, being kind of in this pressure cooker of the eclipse season portals, feeling and having all these things come up during retrogrades that you really won't be able to unsee. It's like, it's very illuminating since we had this full moon eclipse. Full moons are very illuminating, right? Just thinking about the full moon, it shines light into all areas at night as opposed to like a new moon where it's much darker. So this moon was very illuminating at showing you already those things that you need to let go of, that you may not be ready to. And so there's discomfort that arises with that. And a lot of us don't want to sit with this discomfort. We want to run. We want to look externally for things to distract us, to numb with social media or TV or food or alcohol or sex or whatever. So I really want to invite you to sit with that discomfort, to really sit and ask it what it's trying to tell you, to sit with yourself and to really get to know yourself where you are right now and your energy. And pay attention to when you have these urges to move and go and rebel and understand what lies underneath them. And if you're just running away from the discomfort or if you're ready for something new. And maybe it's both. But this is a time that it's really important to sit and sit with yourself, because your actions during this time will have huge ripple effects, not just for a few weeks or this year, but for years and years to come. And so as we're going through the circle of, you know, moving and pulling away and pushing and pulling, especially between these eclipses. This eclipse that we had on Wednesday was, as a lunar eclipse, it was pulling all that stuff out of our life that wasn't for us, so it's not for us, it's not serving us. And the next solar eclipse is going to be more about like pushing us towards what we want, having us pull in what we want. So there's this push-pull motion that creates this kind of spiralic energy. And especially with this circular spiralic energy of, you know, trying to move forward and be honest, and then moving into the retrograde energy of looking backwards and reevaluating, coming home, stripping away. It's this push-pull, go away, come back, circle around, double-check things, let go, start new, try again. This spiraling of shedding and unbecoming to get back to who we truly are. That the things, releasing the things that were illuminated during this full moon. So something that's really important during this time as we have this discomfort come up is to really ask yourself if you're honoring your voice. And when you're getting those urges to move and rebel, to see if you're just rebelling against the discomfort or if it's really a pull towards, like I said, when we move into that solar eclipse new moon energy, if it's a pull towards what you actually want. So that's why it's important to sit with yourself so you can understand you and your energy and when you're trying to like run out of yourself and not deal with something and when you're actually being intuitively, soulfully drawn to something. This is a month that is about autonomy, because as we are moving through these big things and this unbecoming and this stripping away and then allowing ourselves to be pulled towards what is truly in alignment for us, we're really going to be pushed to put ourselves first. This is a time to stop trying to put everyone else first. I think I had a podcast episode a few months ago that was all about it's time to be selfish. It's a different energy than that. It's just really about It's not even pushing away others and saying, no, I'm going to be first. It's just this unbecoming, this letting go, this releasing, so you can really figure out who you are again. And once you do, and you figure out what you truly want, what you're naturally, intuitively, soulfully drawn towards, how you can prioritize that. And doing that means autonomy, because it means putting yourself and your needs, your authentic aligned needs first, above anyone's. So it's also a test. A lot of us are going to be tested on boundaries this month. This is a month that also feels to me quite bittersweet in some ways, because there's a level of grief happening as you're really coming home to yourself and spiraling home. You're saying goodbye to this version of you that you've been, and this version of you that you've been, especially during this last year, this kind of intermediate version between who you were before all the crazy stuff started happening in the world and who you're becoming. There's almost a period of like mourning that, and none of us came out of this unchanged. And so it's okay to grieve who you letting go of that version of you, because it was you. And it was who you are, who you were doing the best you could at that time. So allow yourself to feel these things. We come back to that sitting with the discomfort as you spiral down back home to yourself. Sit with that discomfort. And the sporadic energy again that I'm seeing is like, you will feel this energy moving around you, just circling you. It almost looks like a little whirlpool or tornado or something. And it's really important that you sit with that discomfort. You sit and you don't just fight it and try to move and rebel. Because remember, our actions during this time have huge ripple effects. So sit with yourself. Allow that spiraling, pulling energy to pull away things that are no longer serving you. Allow it to pull in things that are in alignment. Allow yourself to get comfortable sitting in the discomfort so that you can decipher between the need to avoid, to move and rebel, and when you're actually being pulled towards something for a soul reason. This is a month that's really going to test us in beautiful ways. Beautiful ways. This is a month that's really leveling us up. It's really exciting. And in order to level up, you gotta let things go. If we think about the just epitome of rising, of higher vibrations, of higher levels of being, it's not a dense energy. It's a light, it's a levity, it's a freeness. And so in order to continuously rise up, we must let go too. And letting go isn't always easy. This is going to be one of those months that we may have some hard decisions to face, but it will also be one of those months that we will look back on and say, wow, I'm so glad that I was brave enough to do that, to go for that thing I was pulled towards, to let go of that thing that was hard, that I was afraid to let go of. You will see the big everlasting effects of this. So be brave, sit with the discomfort, don't run, be gentle with yourself. Something that's come up very prevalently too for this month that I've been feeling into is rest, how important rest is, especially with these big energies, really, and not just, oh, okay, I rested for 5 minutes, but being proactive about your rest, actually building rest into your days. So maybe it's you having a little alarm go off every hour to stand up and stretch and take a 5-minute break. Maybe it's scheduled walks in the middle of the day. Maybe it's turning your phone off after 8 and just reading a book. Or maybe it's having coffee with a friend. Whatever it is, I want you to be really cognizant of it, and I want you to be really proactive about actually scheduling this rest into your lives, my loves. It's so important this month. This was actually something I was talking a lot about in several one-on-one mentorship sessions this last week. And for those of you who don't know what that is, I offer one-on-one mentorship from anywhere from 5 to 12 weeks, which is just deep diving into healing, expansion, growth, your gifts, becoming yourself, alignment. I mean, it's so powerful what we do in these containers one-on-one. And last week, the theme kept coming up with all my one-on-one clients about getting to the state of neutrality. Getting to a state of neutrality in your nervous system and how you're operating in your life so that you can make decisions that are out of that neutrality and that are from your intuition. Because when we have heightened nervous systems, when we're very anxious or we're just always go, 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 going and in fight or flight, we're operating out of a state of anxiety or fear. Yeah. And when we get to that neutral point, that's what allows our intuition to come through. And it's that calm, knowing, decisive voice. And that's how we can truly make those decisions for ourselves that serve our highest good. And just overall live in better health and harmony. So that's one thing that I really want to emphasize, is why I keep telling you guys to sit with the discomfort this month, is because sitting with the discomfort will allow you to understand where that neutrality point is between you as neutral you and whatever is coming up that you want to run from or you want to run towards. Yeah. So if you're interested, by the way, in a one-on-one mentorship, I have one spot opening up in June for June 15th, first start day of June 15th. So I'll put a link in the show notes if that's something you're interested in. There's a little application to apply and share more about yourself and where you're really looking to go in your journey and growth. These are really, really powerful containers, and I only take a select amount of clients at once, and only if it's a hell yes, soul yes for both of us. So that's why these don't open up too often. Also because most clients, we end up working together for several months very closely. So if that's something you're interested in as well, those are linked in the show notes, so check that out. All right, my love. So I know that this episode body was a little bit spiral-like itself, but I hope the messages came through in the way that they were meant to for you. So before we close out this episode, I want to move into some of the tarot guidance that came in for us this month. All right, my love. So we pulled 3 cards to support us this month. Just give us a little extra feedback with the energy of this month. And it's amazing. I love that what ultimately is coming out of this month for us. So despite this month being challenging and illuminating and uncomfortable and raw and exciting, I really wanted to consult the tarot to see the purpose for us, for what is going to come out of this, because it is a lot that's happening this month. And so I'm very pleased with the cards that we pulled, and I'm going to share them with you. So first of all, the energy of this month, one thing that's happening is the 2 of Wands. So this is about determination and direction. Yeah. So remember, I talked about the energy this month being sporadic, coming home to yourself. This is really reinforcing that to me, that it's the energy of this card is all about determination, being focused on a goal, being very boldly pointed in the direction of that goal and pursuing it. And A question that this card asks us is to understand the quality of our patterns towards ourselves. This is really, it's wands, it's fire energy, it's inspiration, it really governs our mind a lot. And this card really asks us to look at what's happening in our thoughts this month as we are spiraling back towards ourselves, as we're having things stripped away and being drawn to things and really understanding and getting clear on what our direction is going to be after this, right? Because that's what eclipses are. It's about moving things out of our life and pulling them in towards us to get us back in alignment, to get us at our truest alignment. And that's really one of the biggest, if not, it's one of the bigger, if not biggest, overarching themes of just our journeys on Earth, is just coming home to ourselves and being the truest, most authentic versions of ourselves. And so this card really asks us to, as all this stuff is happening, to really turn our attention towards our mind and understand that, as I was saying, to revisit things and let go of things, that for many of us, what we may be really needing to release is the quality of our thoughts, the patterns of them, how we speak to ourselves, our limiting beliefs, things like that. And notice if it's positive or negative. Notice how you're treating yourself on this journey to your highest dreams, because what's the point if you're trying to get to your best life and you are your own worst enemy? How fun is that journey going to be? Not so much, yeah? So something that's really, really important with this card is to say, okay, you're clearly on your path. You're focused. You're going boldly in that direction. But is what's happening in your mind really conducive to supporting you in the best way as you go to this goal? So something that's really important this month too, to release our limiting beliefs, our negative thought patterns, how you speak to yourself, how you treat yourself. Yeah. And this is also coming through very clearly reflected in the other cards that we pulled. Lots of, like, this is crazy. All the energy is rainbow on these cards. It's all rainbow pictures. And we pulled two Pentacles cards. Pentacles rules the earth signs in the zodiac. It's earthly pleasures. It's very much on the material plane. It's grounded nature energy. And we pulled the Daughter of Pentacles and the Father of Pentacles. So what's really interesting about this progression is the Daughter of Pentacles is the first card in the family suit, in the family of the suit, and the King, the Father, King of Pentacles, is the last. So it's, you know, remember we talked about eclipses really collapsing the timeline. What we're really going to be pulled through this month is a collapsing of that timeline in regards to the themes between in the Pentacles families. So Daughter of Pentacles is again this hardworking energy and this driven energy and so much inner strength. But she's at the beginning of her journey, at the beginning of this month, yeah? And she's sweet and kind and supportive, and what she's growing into by the end of this month is the Father of Pentacles energy, which is steady, strong, confident, calm temperament in his abilities. This is an energy that very much prioritizes stability. So this is the energy that we're moving to, this is the goal of what we're moving towards in June. We're starting out at the beginning as the daughter, a little bit more timid, but still strong. She's very much strong inner strength. And by the end of it, it's just so confident, so steady, so stable in that knowing of who you are, who your family is, where you want your home to be. So there's a level of clarity that comes, right? Stability and clarity go hand in hand. If you're not clear, you're not going to have a lot of stability. And if it's unstable, there's probably a lot of lack of clarity going on. So this is, again, that very driven, diligent energy that we got from the Two of Wands, but it's in its most evolved form, yeah? Stable. So as we move through these turbulent times of the eclipses and this instability, just turn to that inner strength, that inner compass of what that Two of Wands is guiding you towards. That's why it's so important to really lean into the energy of these retrogrades, to reevaluate, to revisit what you've been working towards and see if it's even what you want to work towards. And then once you figure out what it is, what's that pull? Remember I was talking to you guys about that intuitive pull where you're actually soulfully drawn to? Approaching that with that inner strength of the Daughter of Pentacles and that diligency to eventually come out at the end of June as the Father of Pentacles, who's just so stable in knowing who he is, you know, who you are. I'm saying he because that's what the card is, but you know, you, whatever gender you are, knowing that we're so stable in who we are, in what we want, in where we want to live, in our job, in our career, you know, these really earthly things. Yeah, it's just, it's very, and also with this earth energy, it's very much rooted. Like, I'm just so grounded in who I am because I've come home to myself. Like, the theme of this month, this spiral home to yourself, being so grounded and rooted in who you truly authentically are, that you have that stability, that nothing can fuck with you, nothing's gonna throw that off. So it's a beautiful energy that internally we're working towards. It's like, despite all this a little bit more turbulent, chaotic energy I was describing to you going on astrologically, collectively, we have this inner strength that carries us through the month. This determination to really get to where we truly want to go, where our soul wants to go. And so it's just another reminder to really lean into that trust, surrender, trust of the universe, knowing that you have that inner strength that will carry you through so that you can come out on the other side of this month stable, strong, confident, clear. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. So excited truly for what will come out of this month, because even though it may be challenging, it's going to be illuminating. And when I think about stability, I just really think about, again, setting up the foundations to support us. Remember I said that what happens this month will have impacts, you know, onward. It's not just for a few weeks. So I really think about this as being setting up that stable foundation after we've shaken everything up to really see what's rooted deeply, where and who and with whom and in what regards we want to be rooted deeply in as we move into the future and towards our future truly highest, most aligned selves. So my loves, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear how this episode resonated with you. And if you enjoyed it, please share with a friend who could use some of the messages and wisdom in this episode. Please subscribe. Please leave a review if you enjoyed it. That's the best way to support the podcast and really helps get the word out and share this with other incredible souls who are also on their journey to grow and expand and heal and evolve. Before I let you guys go today, one more quick announcement that I would love to share with you. If that is something that you are looking for support with, if you're ready to truly step up to your next level, to rise to your next level, to connect with, align with, and just be and embody your highest self, our next incredible, potent, and powerful group container is opening up this week. And that workshop I was mentioning to you is going to kick it off. So if you're interested in joining one of our powerful, nurturing, expansive, enlightening group programs, this is the perfect time. And it's just another great reason to come join us for that workshop on Wednesday called Rise. So I will share more info with you guys about it then. So sign up for the workshop, get all the details, get the replay, and I hope to see you there. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a beautiful start to the month of June. It's going to be such a rewarding one. I'm so excited to hear how you guys grow and evolve and surrender and release this month. And I will be back in your ears next week for the next episode of the Seeking Isla podcast. Mwah. Bye, loves.